to the Middle East now. Fragile peace talks, a settlement freeze has reportedly expired. It's a crucial time this morning. Joining us now, John Donison, BBC's West Bank correspondent, live from the BBC studios in Ramallah in the West Bank. The settlement has supposedly expired. There were some countdowns among settlers in the West Bank. The Palestinian delegation has said they will walk out of talks if construction resumes on the West Bank. John Donison, where do things stand this morning?
Well, they look pretty perilous, to be honest. You're right. The partial settlement freeze has expired. That happened at midnight last night. And the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, has been saying for the past few weeks that if that happened, if the Israelis did not extend the freeze on expanding Israeli towns and cities on occupied Palestinian land, which are illegal under international law, then he would pull out of the talks. Now, I think there are probably there's probably a possibility that the Palestinian leader is going to have to backtrack. Such is the weight of pressure that's being put on him by the Americans and President Obama and Secretary Hillary Clinton to try and at least give these talks a chance of succeeding.
Mahmoud Abbas has reportedly asked for a meeting of the Arab League for next week. Some are calling that possible delaying tactic. I'm wondering if it's possible at all for this to come down to an argument over, some settlers are saying, hey, we're going to put a new garage on our house. That's what this construction is about, even though there are actually new units going up in some of the more radical settlements. Is there a middle way here where we're simply talking about additions to houses, construction resumes, but still there's a sense that the territorial freeze is still in place?
I think there is a middle way that could emerge. What we're getting from people close to the Palestinian negotiating team is they're now saying, well, look, if the Israelis don't extend or now renew the partial freeze on settlement building, that might be okay if we get kind of private assurances that there isn't going to be any actual construction on the ground. So there won't be an official moratorium in place, but there will be assurances from the Israeli government that they're not going to approve any big new building projects and that any construction will be relatively small scale. Now, that's fine as long as we don't get any big new projects being announced. Because if we get an announcement, say, 500 new homes are going to be built, that is going to make it very difficult for President Abbas to stay at the table without really looking quite weak to his own electorate. We've actually just spoken to part of the Palestinian negotiating team who said there'll be a meeting on Wednesday here in Ramallah of the PLO, the Palestine Liberation Organization, and they will make a decision on Wednesday before that Arab League meeting.
John Donison, are these talks, which are supposed to be about final status issues, even though they may not end, have they come down to simply monitoring who's putting a new garage and a new bathroom on their house in a West Bank settlement?
They have for the moment, because many Palestinians regard settlements as an absolutely crucial issue, and they want to freeze on building before they get down to some of the bigger issues.
John Donison, BBC West Bank correspondent, reporting from the BBC studios in Ramallah on the West Bank. Thank you, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.